Hello.
Hi there, is that Lorraine?
Yes, it is.
Hi Lorraine, my name's Billy and I will be your handler throughout the whole process. So any questions or anything you need any help with, do not hesitate to bob me a message over on WhatsApp. That is my personal work mobile, okay darling?
That's great, thank you. Now, listen, I actually got the redress package out about maybe a year and a half, 2 years ago, and it sent my mental health really bad.
So sorry to hear that.
It brought my everything out of my subconscious. Sorry, I'm getting upset. But I do want to go forward with it.
Well, we're here to take it as you go. Now, everything has changed prior to a year ago. The reason I can explain that to you is because the majority of people have proceeded with the claim. So I don't expect you to go into depth and detail writing things down or proving things or even going to find any information. We locate all of your records for you. The only thing that I need to do with you today, basically, is just make sure we've got your personal details down correctly for the check procedure. I will speak to you just regarding your current health, because if you've got any terminal illnesses or anything like that, then we can fast track the claim for you. If for any reason you've not, which of course you're happily and healthy, then the claim process will take a maximum of 8 to 12 months. But I can reassure you throughout that whole process will be ongoing and you will be accepted within today. Now, you don't need to get evidence to prove you was in these places, because majority of people have mentioned the same companies over and over again. They've already been claimed against. So this is just for us to have an understanding of what you have actually been through. But that will be towards the end of the call. Everything else is just date of birth and things like that. Is that okay with you, darling?
Yeah, that's fine. Thank you.
Now, I'm here to take it in my... So if you need me to stop, call you back, take some information on WhatsApp, because you can't bring yourself to say that. Do not hesitate to bother to make me aware of it. I'll guide it through. It's your process, not mine. Okay, so do not worry.
Thank you.
Now, just to make sure I've got you down correctly, I have your name as Lorraine Moffat. Is that correct, darling?
Yeah, that's correct. Moffat, yes.
Give me a second. Get that on here for you. And is it Miss or Mrs?
Mrs,
perfect. No problem. Was it Moffat, your name, while she was in care as well?
No, it would have been Nichols, Nichols.
Nichols, name. Yeah, no problem, that's perfectly fine. We'll just get that on here for you. Our first name is Lorraine. No problem there. And could I ask you, Lorraine, do you know how old you was when you went into care? Or is that not something that you're aware of?
I think I was 14.
14, no problem there. Yeah. What's the weather? Could I please ask you for your home postcode, please, where you are living at the moment?
Yeah, it's 3732 Delta Hotel.
So is that Papa 732 Delta Hotel?
No, Golf 73.
Oh, Golf 73, sorry about that. And what's the door number?
44. It's
344. Perfect, I'll get that one here. What I'll do is I'll just look on postcode finder to make sure. Is it Green Hill Court, Glasgow? Yep.
Yes.
44, number 3. Perfect, number 3.
I got 3, spot 44.
Perfect. And in regards to yourself, if I am correct, you give us an email address here of laney2468 at gmail.com.
That's correct.
Brilliant. Is there any names that you're known by, any nicknames? For example, are you known by Laney or anything like that?
Not when I was in care, then. I'm just called Lorraine. My friends are called me Laney.
No problem. That's perfect. And have you been diagnosed with any terminal illnesses or anything at all, darling?
No, I don't have any terminal ones.
No problem whatsoever. Can I please ask you for your date of birth?
It's 2468.
Perfect. And in regards to yourself, do you remember what your parents was called?
Yes, it's Agnes Stevenson.
Agnes Stevenson.
Yeah, and it was my stepdad, Alexander Stevenson.
Alexander Stevenson.
Yep, and my biological father was William Nichols.
William Nichols. Thank you for that. And could I also ask you, you said you was around 14 when you was placed into care. Do you remember what area you was living in or your property, so we know what... Sorry, could you say that again for me?
I stayed in Spittle, Rutherglen.
Spittle. Perfect, thank you for that. And do you remember any of the names of any care homes that you was located in?
Yeah. I was in Roberton Assessment Centre.
Roberton Assessment Centre. That's been mentioned before.
I was in Highland Children's Home.
Would you spell that for me the best you can, please?
HYNDLAND.
Highland Children's Home, no problem.
And then I was in Downtown Children's Home.
Would you spell that for me again if you possibly could? I'm sorry about that.
It's okay. D-O-W-N.
Yep.
C-R-A-I-G.
Downcrae Children's Home. That's been mentioned to me as well on these calls as well.
Yeah. And then I was in a list D school in Dundee. I can't remember the name. It was Blacks. I can't even remember the name.
No problem. Can't remember names properly. Do not worry about that. That's fine. And are they the ones that you can remember for now?
That's the only ones I was in.
No problem. Mostly was Roberton the one you went to first?
Yeah, and then I went back into that after Highland again, before I went to Dunkey.
Back in there after Highland, before they in down Craig. Thank you. And in regards to yourself, what I need to take from you is for any reason anything was to occur to you over the next few months while this claim is going through, who would you be happy for them to receive your entitlement? Have you got any children or any family or any friends that you would be happy for me to place for the next of kin?
Yeah, I've got a daughter.
Can I take her?
Yeah, I'm named Lisa Moffat.
Lisa Moffat. And do you by any chance have a mobile number for her, darling?
Offhand, give me a wee second.
No problem.
That's 07818.
Yep.
747.
Yep.
88.
8 3 8, was that?
338.
Oh, 338, perfect, thank you. And that is your daughter, is that correct? Perfect. Do you know why you was placed into care? Was that due to being an unruly child, behavioural issues, parents?
Unruly child and truant for school.
And was it just you that was taken into care, or was your siblings in care as well? Sorry, no problem whatsoever. Now, the most important part of this now is just a brief statement from yourself, and this is going to be the hardest part for you, just to relive certain aspects. Now, like I say, don't hesitate to stop me and say stop where you are, because it's too much for me at this moment in time. But I'm just going to try and get as much as I can down for you. I will rewrite everything to make sure we emphasise everything that you have had to deal with and go through, and I will get that typed up for you. So just in your own words, what was your first memories of going into care?
Being placed in Roberton Assessment Centre, I was just dumbfounded. I had never been in. I didn't know what I was in for.
I didn't know what she was in for.
I didn't understand.
And was it the case where you didn't get no comfort or anything? Didn't understand?
I just didn't understand. Here for. I went to school.
Yeah? Let me. And maybe. I'm worried.
And
while she was. Sorry.
When you go?
Sorry, I was just asking, when did you first arrive there, was there any staff members that made you feel comfortable or uncomfortable in any way, shape or form?
Comfortable was Duncan, but I can't remember his second name.
Don't worry.
The only staff member
she remembers making her some sort of comfortable was someone called Duncan. Other than that, that was your only bit of help in there.
John Swindell. I don't know how you spell his name, but John was...
Don't worry.
Did
you receive any... So when you arrived in this care home initially, do you feel like you was pushed to the side? Did you feel like anybody was there in regards to helping you clean food, eat? Did they keep you segregated from anybody?
No, but there was a member of staff called Jack that didn't like me.
Do you remember a staff member called Jack? And what would he do to you, or how would he make you feel?
Well, yeah, about me once.
But he would. Is it really? And was he a member of staff?
Yes.
Did he ever use any weapons or anything, like a cane or a shoe or anything like that?
No, just his hand.
No problem. And was the other staff aware of this?
I don't think so.
No worries. Did you feel like you could speak up about this, or did you feel like it was something to better stay quiet about?
I couldn't tell anybody.
In regards to things such as toiletries and things like that, was they provided to you?
Sorry, what was great?
Toiletries and things, was they provided to you?
Yeah, I think so. I don't really remember it that long ago.
Don't worry.
Yeah.
Do you, what was the punishment like whilst you was being here? Did they take you off anything from you? Did they make, was eating an issue?
No, just dragging me up the stairs.
Just
dragging me up the
stairs. Should the... So basically, while she was here, the biggest impact of your time here was somebody called Jackie used to physically and mentally do things to you on a regular basis.
Jack. I wouldn't say really regular, but a few times.
A few times.
I wasn't in it that long that I remember. I don't even actually remember how long it was. Because it was just an assessment centre. They were just assessing where I had to go next.
Makes their first a few months. To get that down there for you, just let me get that. That's Robertson Assessment Centre. And then from Robertson, you then went into Highland, was that correct?
Highland, yeah.
So get that in there. Then she went to Highland. Then she was placed in. And do you feel like the care got better here, or do you feel like it got worse?
I hated it. It was filthy.
And how would it be filthy and very unclean? Would they give you clean bed sheets and things like that? Was the actual property disgusting in itself?
The actual property, I can remember about it. Sour milk, kept smelling sour milk. That's the memory I've got of Highland.
In regards to here, did they ever keep you separated from anybody or segregated?
No, the only memory, apart from the smell of milk, was the girl that I shared the room with set the room on fire and blamed me. And I got taken to Partick Police Station to get my fingerprints and Hi, I'm
so sorry.
And then I get sent back to Robin Assessment Centre.
And then that's the reason you got sent back to Robertson Assessment Centre.
Yeah.
We'll get that on here for you. To Robertson Assessment Centre. Where was Jack there when you went back?
Yeah.
Situations. And when you had to return the second time, did it get worse, or was he still doing the same things to you when he could?
Annoyed, didn't after that.
No problem. Do you feel like your time there was a lot easier when you returned there, Rosie? Any memories from you returning?
Yeah. No, it was a lot easier when I returned.
No problem. How long was you here for?
I can't remember. I don't
remember. Don't worry.
At all.
And from here, is that when you was then placed into Down Creek Children's Home?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then we get that in here. Then to place him. And can I ask you, what was your memories of being in here?
Absolutely hated it.
Do you remember any staff members' names or anything like that?
Member of staff that...
John. And for any reason, I know that this is going to be quite hard to answer. Did you ever receive any sexual abuse while she was in this property?
No, but I've seen him sexually abusing her.
Yeah.
At the time, I did. I wasn't aware, but after it, I was able to understand.
Oh, sorry. I was too young to understand.
I knew there was something not right, but I just didn't.
And of course, you're young as well, and you're not aware. You've been mistreated in so many different places before here. You're not aware of how to act around this because, of course, you say, you know, things are better to be kept silenced at some sort of things. And so I've got this here that you did feel like it was something that you didn't feel like you could speak up about. And, of course, this is something that's going to petrify yourself as well.
I ran away from it. Yeah, that actually... sent me on the edge a couple of years ago. I tried to take my life.
So sorry about that. And as far as you are aware, they did not touch you in any way, shape or form that you are aware of. Is that correct?
Yeah.
mentally.
No problem. This has a very big time.
There's one care of Tom. Tom.
And was he nice to you, or was there any...
The word big case.
Can I recall it? Big Tom.
Yeah, he would say, come on, we'll go hill walking, like, just to kind of get you.
He...
I don't know if he was aware of what was going on.
Did they ever lay a finger on you here? Did they ever use the canes or anything like that in any of the properties, or physically touch you in regards to harming you in any way, shape or form, or push you around? Did they break any of your property here?
No, it was all mental.
Did they ever stop you from going to see your family or anything like that on the weekends?
No, I used to abscond all the time.
What would be the punishments for you running away?
Nine, because I would just run away again. See, Downshade was near where my family home was. And I went to the same school as my siblings from the care home.
Went to the same... So over time, really, you've just been bullied and also picked at throughout the whole time, from being picked at from Jack, from seeing things from John, which you shouldn't have even seen. And then, of course, being having to deal with that in a locked up situation where you don't feel like anybody is there to actually help you or listen to you or even understand what you're going through at such a young age. Now, I have taken as much as I possibly can from yourself. I don't want to keep pushing you to keep going with anymore. You've given me enough information there. Later on, if there's anything where you think, oh, I should have mentioned that, or I feel like I can type that, but I can't really say that, do not hesitate to pop me a message over on WhatsApp. I can tweet your claim for you throughout the whole process, because we are the actual solicitors that officer operating for you. So do not worry. What I just want to ask you, before I get this typed up, because I will retype this for you, how has this had an impact on you from today? How does it, has it caused PTSD and things like that, where you relive situations?
I've had mental health issues ever since. I'm on antidepressants. I've got very, very bad anxiety. I was abused when I was a wee girl as well, which...
I'm so sorry to hear that. Was that something that happened within the care home or at your own home?
At my own home. No. Not in the actual home.
And was that sexually or was that mentally abused? Sorry. I'm so sorry to hear that. Now, I will include that on here for you because I do understand that, of course, things you can't take away what has happened and no money will ever come into terms of what you've had to deal with. But what I can reassure you is if we can get your money back, I can reassure you now we will make sure we go to get you the top end of that because, like I say, it's not going to take away anything that you've been through, but if we can get you something for it, I will make sure we can get you the top end of that to give you some sort of justice. Now, what I am going to do for you, darling, is I'm going to send it over whilst you're on the phone to get that done, and I'll submit this for you right away. Sorry? Say that again for me, darling. It just broke out then.
I didn't hear what you said.
Sorry, I said I can reassure you. I do apologise. If the line does disconnect, I will call you straight. Hi, Lorraine, can you hear me? What I'm going to do, Lorraine, is I'm going to pop the phone down and I'm going to call you straight back. Just I think it's my system. Perfect, you can hear me now. So I just want to reassure you that we will make sure that we do our very best to get you the top end of what you do, this, what you are entitled to. I understand no money will take away what you've dealt with and it's not about the money, but if we can get you something back for it, we will. Now, what I can tell you is your claim will be submitted for you today and you do have a successful claim. We don't expect you to get any evidence. You give us enough information as you possibly can. I cannot give you a value at the moment, but what I can tell you is the minimum claim will start from £10,000.
Yep.
And the average claim is £48,000 at the moment. Now, that's just an average claim. Of course, you will be looking at the average, but you can be looking at a bit more than that. I don't want to give you any figures, of course, because that would be wrong for me to do so. What the solicitors have done is you've had an email that's been sent over from MMA Legal that should be in the top of your emails. Would you just see if you've got that for me, please, darling?
Yep.
It'll ask you for one squiggle. Once that comes back through to me.
I've just seen it pop up now.
Brilliant. Now, it will say open document. If you could just click on that for me and I can talk you through something in that back.
Start signing it, says.
Yes, please. Start signing and then it'll say proceed to document.
Try to open it. Proceed to document. Yep. I can sign my
bid.
Blah, 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 electronic. Signature.
Usually pre-fills it for you.
I need my signature. Right, I've signed the document, so email it to you now, is that right?
Yep, email it to yourself, just so that will get a, it'll be a copy of your email. And hello, can you hear me? Hello? Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Brilliant. It's my system, it's playing up with the internet, I do apologise. So I've got your document back, which is perfect. That is brilliant. Your document's come back. What I need from you is you could please send me a picture of your ID and any letter that is dated to you in the last 3 months. It can be from anywhere. It's just so we know you are resigning at your address for your check procedure and it is you receiving the payment. So if you could send that over to me on WhatsApp, that would be fantastic. I'm going to get your case submitted off for you now.
Yep.
Anything you need whatsoever, you just send me a message on WhatsApp. If I'm on a call, I'll get back to you as soon as I finish the initial call, okay? All right, well, thank you so much for your time, and I do appreciate you going into as much depth and detail. I can reassure you I'll fight your corner as best as I possibly can. And like I say, we'll get you some sort of justice, so I do appreciate you having to go back through this today. All right, darling. Thanks for your time, Lorraine. Cheers, bye-bye.
Thank you so much, Billy.